Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. That's right, it is Andy Dorf. And yes, the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. So much to talk about in the sports world. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. NBA All-Star Game did not disappoint. LeBron James and his crew that he put together took it 145 to 145, I should say, and LeBron does capture the MVP honor for the third time, putting him in some elite company when you really think about that honor of MVP in the All-Star Game. And in the first time that they do the drafting, if you will, where the two highest vote-getters from the East and West pick their team, LeBron wins over Steph Curry. So pretty interesting there. A lot going on in college basketball, as we all know. March Madness, not too far away. And I'll tell you what, no better time to talk about sports than now, than then. March Madness is incredible. It is absolutely the best tournament we have, at least I think. And if you don't think so, let me know what you think is the best tournament. Is it the NFL? Is it Major League Baseball? Is it basketball in the NBA? Is it college basketball like I think? I don't know. I mean, just let me know what you think. But personally, I do think that is the best tournament out there, March Madness's tournament. It's just so fantastic. So a lot to get into, man. Major League Baseball, those guys are reporting as well. And believe me, I'm talking that too because I live in the great state of Arizona. And believe me, we have a lot of spring training baseball going on in my backyard, literally in my backyard, literally steps away. But so much to get into. I want to hear from you people. 1-800-878-7529. I am Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Ford steps to the foul line. His first is no good. Back of the iron. Rebound grabbed underneath by Hachimura. Hachimura on the run. 1 second left. Deep three for the top is no good. He banked it too strong. And St. Mary's wins it. The Gales explode off their bench to celebrate the win. St. Mary's comes into the kennel and knocks off Gonzaga. 74-71, the final score.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. And both those teams probably be in the tournament when you think about St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Both of them pretty good, both in the top 25. And both teams are schools that usually get there when you think about it, year in and year out. And Gonzaga usually has some pretty good runs, too. So, again, man, I'm just excited. Michigan State, you got to give them credit, too. When you think about all the stuff that happened there, they continue to go out and win games and seem like they're not affected. So I give Tom Izzo tons of credit for just keeping those guys focused at the task at hand, which is to go out and play basketball, man. Everything is going to work itself out, but I'm not trying to take away from the nastiness that happened there with Larry Nassar. Just terrible stuff. But the ability that Tom Izzo has to keep the focus for the Michigan State Spartan basketball team, it's second to none. And they're number two in the country. So, good stuff from them. Villanova, that's a good basketball team too. Like that team. They played a really good Xavier team over the weekend. And they went in there and they handled them just fine. So I think Villanova, another team that, like Michigan State, has a very good chance to run the table come March Madness. Texas Tech, they went down to Baylor, but which opens up the thing again because KU winds up winning, and now the Big 12 is once again a race, and it makes the last week or so very interesting. And then conference tournaments are like right around the corner too. And then some teams might knock somebody out. But the Big 12 is setting up for a really cool last week or so. And KU had a real nice victory. Really nice victory over West Virginia. They were trailing that game late. Somehow, some way, they willed themselves to win. Put themselves right back in the Big 12, like I said. And they got to be happy that Baylor was somehow, some way, to pull off the upset over Texas Tech. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. You know, you have to look down the list quite a ways to see the North Carolinas and the Kansases this year, who are in the teens. Do they have a run? Historically, we know what they can do. Historically, we absolutely know. Those teams show up come tourney time. What's happened to Oklahoma and this Trae Young kid? All of a sudden, he's not able to get his shot off as easily. Guys are getting up in his grill a little bit more, playing him a lot tougher. So all of a sudden, and I know he's still scoring a lot of points because that's what he does anyway. He's taking a lot more shots to do it, though. And they're losing ball games. I think that that's the biggest part of it. I mean, they're only 16-10, 6-8 in the Big 12. It's not crazy to say that Oklahoma somehow plays himself out of the tournament. And that would be awful because this Trae Young kid deserves that spotlight. He deserves that showcase to show his abilities to the world. Either way, he's probably coming out, so it doesn't matter. But the point is he's a very, very fun player, exciting player. You want to see a kid like that make it to the big dance. So I'm very, very interested in March Madness, if you couldn't tell. And don't kid yourself, man. It comes in real quick. We are literally like a month away. NBA All-Star game was pretty solid, I'll be honest with you. Much better game than probably people would have expected. There was actually defense played. And I know it's like hard to believe when I tell you the score was 148 to 145, LeBron James team, Team LeBron versus Team Steph. But there was defense played, especially at the end of the game. When LeBron and KD double-teamed and tag-teamed, Steph Curry not allowing him to get a shot off to have the ability to tie the game, forcing him to pass the ball, and DeMar DeRozan doesn't have an opportunity to even get the ball off. So it was interesting that the tone of this NBA All-Star game, the 67th, NBA All-Star game was more defensive oriented. And it's honestly, I swear to God, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy because when I started watching this game and I'm sitting there watching the game with my girlfriend and I said, you know what? I'm looking at LeBron's team and I'm saying to her, he has more guys that can play defense. So I think if this game is close, I like LeBron's team to be able to pull it out. And in some odd, crazy, weird way, that's exactly what happened in this game. LeBron's team was able to play defense late in the ball game and throughout the game. I'll be honest with you, there were stretches when they were down 11 points, 10 points. I think they were down 13 points with just over 6.5 or 6:40 to play in that fourth quarter. So I looked at his roster and I said, you know what? They've got better defensive players. So I like Team LeBron in the All-Star game against Team Steph. And that's exactly how the game played out. And it was an interesting divvy of how they moved the minutes around. I mean, LeBron James was the guy that played the most minutes for the East. Or not the East, for Team LeBron, because it's not the East anymore. And LeBron played 31 minutes. 12 of 17 from the floor, 4 of 8 from three-point land. That's a part of his game that has definitely improved when you think about it. 10 rebounds, 8 assists, the 29 points to go along with it. That's a solid performance in an All-Star game, people. And he was honestly just by far the best player on the floor. at least in my eyes. If you saw something different, let me know. What did you think of All-Star Weekend in general? 1-800-878-7529. I think that they really need to figure out how to get the stars back in to the whole weekend and the festivities. I really do. And what I mean by that is I mean they need to get the star shooting, the three-pointers. They need to get the high flyers like LeBron James, who, by the way, had some nasty pokes in the All-Star game. A few nasty pokes. So don't tell me that LeBron can't do that. He can. So I'd like them to see those guys take some pride and want to do it and give back to the game and give back to the people that support you. I don't want to hear excuses about not getting hurt and this and that and the other. I don't want to hear it. It doesn't roll with me. It doesn't roll with me. Some people didn't even know it was All-Star Weekend, I bet. Just flew right by. Really, just flew right by. But LeBron James was the biggest star. Really was. Biggest star in the biggest game. Or not the biggest game, but the All-Star game. Anyways, I do know that I got to take a quick pause for the cause and come back, and I'll keep talking about the sports world. May continue talking a little bit about the NBA and what's coming in the second half. And not really even the second half, man. Some of these teams have like 22 games left. Less than 25 games. So the NBA All-Star game wasn't really half the season. Well past half the season. But we'll get into what may happen down the stretch, if you will. And how does that big shakeup in Cleveland help LeBron make another push for an NBA championship and that strive for greatness once again? Thoughts and opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and I'll be right back. It is the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Bledsoe, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the count. On the finish, Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on a tee.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
On the inbound, they put it in the hands of LeBron. They have to hoist. Step back. Fires. The bottom! Absolutely cold-blooded LeBron James!
Minute two to go in the fourth. James played by Ariza. Goes right out of that score. It's a strong effort by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Rockets able to hold on. Although Capella was the only Rocket to score in the last 7 minutes and 45 seconds, Rockets go to 4 straight wins. They're now 9-4.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, people. Get at me, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Some good highlights, by the way, man. Scott always picks out good stuff. We love that stuff that we get. Obviously, got to thank NBA.com and NFL.com, NHL.com, and all the sources that we get for the highlights that you hear on the program. But I do want to talk a little bit about the NBA and the stretch run. And maybe some of the things that could potentially happen. Ultimately, I think it comes down to a few teams. And I think that that's something that is different than the last few years. I think for the last 3 years, obviously it's been Cleveland and Golden State. And we may be headed that way once again. We may be. But I think the journey, I think that the road to that success could be a lot more difficult for both these guys. And with that being said, I love what Cleveland did at the trade deadline. They got rid of guys that weren't fitting in. Just weren't, things were not happening. They got some young, energetic guys that want to run up and down the floor. And ultimately, at least at this point, I think that they will, for the rest of the season, know their role a lot better. They'll know that they need to run up and down the floor and have LeBron James be the guy that orchestrates everything. But ultimately, you have to be ready when LeBron picks you out and says, okay, I'm going to go to you and I want you to make that shot. And Jordan Clarkson can do that. At least he's shown that so far. Will it happen in the postseason? It could. It may. I'm not going to say it won't. I'm not going to say it won't. And that's what people are questioning right now. I'll tell you what, George Hill, he's been there before. He knows how to manage that team if LeBron isn't on the floor. He did that right away. That's who he is. He's a leader. He is a leader. He leads by example. Hood can knock it down. The question about him is he going to be healthy? Larry Nance Jr. will give you all kinds of energy. The guy is a pogo stick. He really is. So I like what Cleveland did to help themselves out this season. And right after that trade, obviously they played Boston, and wow, they absolutely just crushed Boston. In Boston, by the way. I think the biggest surprise, and I'll be honest with you, I think is the Toronto Raptors, as far as the Eastern Conference goes. And along with the Indiana Pacers, because they lost Paul George, and you would have thought, they're absolutely done because they don't have this guy. Not the case. Victor Oladipo has been pretty damn good. The guy has been pretty damn good. So give the Indiana Pacers some credit. But I give the Raptors a lot of credit. They're kind of like the forgotten team. But yet they're leading the Eastern Conference. May not matter at the end, obviously, because my man LeBron James may have the last word. Because ultimately, the title does run through them. I don't care what position they're in. I don't care. Makes no difference. Because they're the team that's gotten out of there so often. And the reason is LeBron James. And he showed it once again, being the oldest guy in the All-Star game at 33 years old. He's still the best in the league. He's still the best in the league. I think it'll be interesting what happens with Washington and Indiana and Milwaukee. Maybe Philadelphia, you can throw them in there too. And, you know, Miami and Detroit, they're all going to kind of battle for those last spots. But who gets the fourth spot? Because I think the top three are – it's the Toronto Raptors, the Boston Celtics, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Wizards have a half a game lead over Indiana, who has a half a game lead over Milwaukee, who is one game behind the Wizards. Philadelphia, two games behind. Miami, 3.5. So you get my point. It's not that far. And I think that that's ultimately what's interesting about the Western Conference as well. Who, by the way, the Houston Rockets are leading the Western Conference. And do have a very nice piece of guys put together that maybe could beat the Golden State Warriors. Just maybe. I don't really think so. But could it happen? Maybe. 4 out of 7 times, though? That's where I have a problem with it. Could Houston catch them 2 times? Maybe even 3 times? Sure. But 4 times? Again, it's like Cleveland on the other side. Until you beat the Golden State Warriors, they're the favorites in the Western Conference. So I don't care if Houston winds up being the team that has the best record. Because it doesn't ultimately mean they are the best team. I mean, how many years has Golden State been number one? How many years have they won 67 games, 70 games, 65 games? So I don't think it matters as much for them. I don't think it matters as much for Cleveland. They have so much experience being there. Does this bode well for the Houston Rockets? Absolutely. Absolutely. Will the San Antonio Spurs maintain the third spot? Who, by the way, they're tied as far as how many games back they are of Houston at 10 games apiece. So basically they're a draw. San Antonio and Minnesota right now. And Minnesota, wow. That's a pretty good surprise too when you ask me. That's a pretty good surprise. Jimmy Butler comes over to them, and wow. Karl Anthony Towns is a better player. Wiggins is a better player. Everybody's a better player. Tibbs, good coach there too, by the way. Oklahoma City Thunder, that new mix that they have, they've started to figure things out a little bit. Didn't look so good in the beginning of the season. People were like, wow, this is a mess. This is a disaster. Well, that disaster's starting to figure things out. And ultimately, I think the biggest change there is you just let Russ be Russ. It's like, hey, guys, I'm going to take the ball and I'm going to run it coast to coast. Do your best to keep up with me. I'll get you involved in the offense plenty. But you have to be able to run up and down the floor with me. And you have to understand that I'm going to have the ball in my hand. So you just have to run up and down the floor. So that I think was really difficult for Paul George and obviously Melo, a guy who likes to have the ball in his hand. So does Paul George. And for a while, I think that dynamic was not working itself out. But somewhere along the line there in December-ish, they started to kind of figure things out a little bit. So I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are a team that could be reckoned with when playoff season comes. And I'm going to get more into this because I think the Western Conference is even more interesting when you think about teams 3 through 8 and the distance upon those guys. 10 games, San Antonio Spurs behind, and the New Orleans Pelicans are 13 games behind in the 8th spot. So catch my drift, man. There's very little difference. So there's a lot of parity in the NBA. And believe me, we'll continue talking this and other stuff. Believe me, man, I want to get into a lot of things. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Embiid trying to lean in and threw it away. Turnover number 25 for Philadelphia. Butler down the other end. The reverse flush.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Up the boards it goes. Pitlick. A rough ride to the point. Now a breakaway opportunity. Redick boxes in. Foxa scores! What a beauty! And the Stars have leveled the game at one.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, people. Yes, Andy Dorf for a weekend recap right here, Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Thanks to NHL.com, by the way, too, for the highlights. Big weekend in NHL hockey. I'm going to hit the scores real quickly from what happened. Flyers beat the Rangers 7-4. A lot of scoring in that game. Oilers beat the Avalanche 4-2. Devils 3-2 in overtime over the Hurricanes. Penguins 5-2. They lit the lamp up a lot too over the Blue Jackets 5-2. Like I said, Maple Leafs 3-2 over the Red Wings. And what has happened to the Red Wings? My oh my, have they fallen? Unbelievable how they have fallen. Panthers go down to the Jets 7-2. Stars go down to the Sharks 5-2. Sharks are always pretty solid, by the way. Love watching them. So those were the scores from your Sunday. And then over the weekend, pretty good stuff there too over the weekend when you think about just those Arizona Coyotes, man. They're not the greatest team, but they have absolutely turned things around over the past couple few weeks. And they did get a victory Saturday over the Oilers, 1-0. Senators 6-3 over the Rangers. Kings 4-2 over the Sabres. Ducks 3-2 over the Wild. That was in a shootout. Devils 4-3 over the Lightning. Maple Leafs go down to the Penguins 5-3. And then the Predators go down to the Red Wings 3-1. So back-to-back nights, kind of tough to play. I understand that. Golden Knights have been just an unbelievable story when you think about them leading everything in their conference. Golden Knights 6-3 over the Canadiens. Blackhawks 7-1 over the Capitals. Panthers 6-3 over the Flames. Bruins going down to the Canucks 6-1. So that was your weekend in the NHL. I want to get back to what I was talking about in the NBA real quickly. And that was the Western Conference. And how close it is from 3-8. Like I said, the Eastern Conference, close to when you think about after three. After three. And I know Washington is pretty close to Cleveland as well. They're a game and a half back. Indiana's two games back. Milwaukee's 2.5. But I think they're leaps and bounds back as far as really where they are mentally. Whereas in the Western Conference, I'm not so sure of that. Because I think it's going to be difficult for San Antonio to maintain. They've done it without Kawhi Leonard. Maybe he's back. Maybe he's not. I don't know. But do they have the horses to continue playing, if you ask me, above their heads? They're doing it with a bunch of guys who nobody really knows. Let's be honest here. Greg Popovich, great coach. Great coach. He and Brad Stevens, probably the two best minds in the game. At least if you ask me. But I really question whether or not San Antonio can continue this pace without a real go-to guy, without a real superstar. And even if Kawhi Leonard comes back, how much does he have this year? Minnesota's interesting. Like I said, Jimmy Butler is now in the mix there. Oklahoma City Thunder with that trio that they have. They've started to figure things out. The Denver Nuggets have been very interesting, man. And I'll tell you what, that big man they have, Jokic, oof. That dude put up a triple-double, if I'm not mistaken, in 14 minutes against the Milwaukee Bucks the other night. That guy might be one of the most underrated players in all of the NBA because he's buried there in Denver. And their roster, man, it's interesting. And you got to give Michael Malone credit. Most of you probably don't even know he's the coach. Okay, he's the coach of the Denver Nuggets. They've got a really interesting lineup, though. I mean, look at some of the guys on this roster. Darrell Arthur, Will Barton, Malik Beasley, Wilson Chandler, who, by the way, I don't mind him. I think he can ball. He's got some game. Devin Harris is now there. Gary Harris is there. Jokic, like I told you about. Trey Lyles. They've got an interesting lineup. Like, they just have a bunch of young. Richard Jefferson's the oldest guy on their roster, which is hard to believe that guy's still around at 37 years old. But for the most part, they're relatively young. And they're an interesting group of guys, man. They really are. It's an interesting team there in Denver. I think that's why they're competing. But give them a lot of credit in general. And then you go a little further down there. Portland, they just kind of hang around. They got a really fantastic tandem in that backcourt that we all know about. Damon Lillard and McCollum, CJ McCollum. Wow. Those dudes are electric. Pelicans, it'll be interesting to see if they can continue to play this well. Clippers, they're not playing that bad, man. And Utah on that 11-game winning streak as they got rolling a little bit before the All-Star break. So they've gotten themselves back in the mix. So I really think that the Western Conference is going to be fun to watch how it winds up 3 through 8. Because who's in right now may not be in at the end of the season. The Clippers could be in. The Jazz could be in. They really could be. They played pretty hard. I'm looking forward to the NBA Finals. Or, I'm sorry, the NBA playoffs. Ultimately, I am looking to the Finals, too. Major League Baseball, by the way, that's right around the corner, too. Just going to kind of hit you with a lot of knowledge right now. A lot of things going through my mind. Like I said, pitchers and catchers reporting. Everybody else following suit. No. By the way, you can always catch me on Facebook Live, too. No, not the only people watching me. There's lots of people watching me. But I do appreciate you watching. Appreciate you watching, Colby. If you have any thoughts and opinions, you can write them in there. I'll pop them out here on the air. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to talk to me on the air. Hit me up on Twitter, by the way. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Eric Hosmer, man, striking a pretty nice fat deal with the San Diego Padres. 8-year deal, $144 million. That's the biggest free agent in the whole winter. And I'll be honest, that it's been a really weird free agent market in Major League Baseball. But the Padres, wow, that's making a move, man. And I think that the West is really interesting, the National League West. I mean, you obviously have the Dodgers. You have the Diamondbacks, who are better than people thought they were going to be last year. Going to be tough for them to do that again, especially when you don't know what's up with J.D. Martinez. If he comes back, wow, that obviously that helps. And how is that guy not signed yet? So it's been an interesting offseason. the Brew Crew, they made some noise. They did some stuff. San Francisco, the Cardinals. Teams made some moves. They really did. But there's still a lot of guys that are unemployed that you're just like, wow, can't believe it. So Major League Baseball coming in hot, coming in real hot. And again, right in my backyard, I live in the beautiful state of Arizona. And I get lucky to see a lot of spring training baseball. Looking forward to it. All these things come together, man. It's great. It's great. Some interesting things in the NFL, man. I know that the season's over. Believe me, I know. But still a lot of question marks with certain teams. Free agents there, too, by the way. That'll be happening soon, too. And then, obviously, you have the NFL draft. Whew. And that's what I love about sports in general, man. They never stop. Never stop. Always moving. Always grooving. So you always got to be on your toes. Speaking of that, real quickly, before I get out of here in this hour, NBA All-Star Weekend. It came, it went. Obviously, LeBron James was the biggest star in the game. 29 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. 31 minutes, most minutes as well, by the way. Most minutes. And he was the best player on the floor. At 33, the oldest guy in the All-Star game. And defense. Yes, you're hearing me right. Defense was actually what took place at the end of that ball game. And they scored 148, Team LeBron, against 145 for Team Steph. And I'm telling you, defense was the difference. And it truly was. It truly was. Because what happened at the end of the game? LeBron James and KD, Kevin Durant, make it so that one Steph Curry could not get a shot off. Pass the ball to DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan doesn't get the shot off in time. Anyways, he didn't make the basket. Doesn't matter. So once again, the king, LeBron James. Yes, I'm calling him the king. He was the guy who was the best in the All-Star game. And I think that his team built some momentum right before the All-Star game. When they made that trade, they got rid of that dead weight. They brought in new guys, and now LeBron goes and wins the All-Star Game MVP honors. Do you find that ironic? Do you find that interesting? I do. I do. Because a week ago we were talking about how LeBron James isn't motivated. He's not, doesn't care, doesn't want to play. Now look at the guy. He's the MVP of the All-Star Game. He got a bunch of new dudes to roll with. And all of a sudden, he's got his mojo back. He never lost his mojo, people. He never lost his mojo. That's LeBron James we're talking about. That's a dude that's been to like the last 8 freaking NBA championships, man. So don't kid yourself. He's not unmotivated. He hasn't lost his motivation. Just like I haven't lost my motivation to talk to you. I do know I got to take a pause for the cause. Because I can hear the music. But man, oh man, I hate when people talk trash about people when they have no clue. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, like I said. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Done a nice job running in a half court offense tonight, buddy.
Oh, block by LeBron James! He beat it up!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
You know what I love about sports people? The fact that I talk about them, but the fact that so much to talk about and never enough time to actually really get into them. So that's why we do it each and every week. We just continue over and over talking about the sports world. Someday we'll figure out how we've gotten to where we're at and we'll just continue to dig deeper. But obviously it's that time of the night when I gotta say goodbye to you. I love talking to you people on SB Nation Radio. I love talking to people XM Sirius, iHeart, iTunes, however you're listening to me, man. I really love my fans, my people that listen to me. And the reason I do sports talk radio is all because of you. Truly, it's all because of you. So I really appreciate you. I know you have choices of what you want to listen to. And I do appreciate you checking out the Dorfman here, obviously, on the weekend recap. And also, you can always catch me early morning Sundays, 9 a.m. starting Mountain Standard Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Dorfman Sports Radio Show. So believe me, people, you are the reason why I do sports talk radio. You are the reason. And with that being said, obviously, I got to say peace. I'm out of here. And obviously, be careful out there. Be real careful. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.